on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
720 WGN. Now that the kids are back in school, it is time to travel. Prices tend to drop. Peter Greenberg is with us, but I wanted to share a couple of these text messages. We were talking about prescription drug prices and the promise that they will drop in 2025. Pat said, Lisa, I don't know how these pharmaceutical companies sleep at night. My 30-year-old son was diagnosed with diabetes at 8. A few times as an adult, he had coverage lapses. He was able to get insulin from Canada cheaper by paying cash. Nobody cares for so many like my son, and they have to have it. It's not optional. And another person pointed out the price of the TV commercials for a product that we cannot buy without a prescription. And that ties in to Peter Greenberg, host of Eye on Travel. You know him. He's a regular around here. And Peter, there are countries that you cannot travel to with a prescription, even though you have, you know, you've been prescribed this drug.
But here's the deal. You can never go to a country just with your prescription medications without two things. One, you need a letter from your doctor giving you permission to take the drug, but he has to specify it also not by its brand name, but also by its generic name so that nobody gets confused and thinks you're doing something nefarious. That's number one. And then number two, make sure if you're going to get a prescription for it, if you need to do a refill, you do it under the generic name as well, because not every country recognizes it for the brand name. Now, going beyond that, there are certain countries that just ban oxycodone, or they ban any kind of form of codeine, and that can get quite confusing. So you absolutely need that letter with you, even though it's great to take around the United States and no problem. Anytime you cross the border, protect yourself with that letter from your doctor and the name of it identified as a generic name, not just a brand name.
And what would be one or two of those countries that ban oxy?
Thailand is one. And there's also other countries like China, Sri Lanka, and a number of them. And remember, not everybody at the immigration understands the difference or why you might want to take it. So, you know what? Make sure it's specified in plain English with a doctor's signature.
Okay, give me the good news. Are airfare prices dropping soon?
Soon? No, they're dropping now.
Good.
They're plummeting off a cliff, and I'll tell you why. Three things. One, it's an election year, and every 4 years, Americans tend to stay home in the last 3 months of the year. It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's just an uncertain election year issue. Happens every 4 years. That's number one. Number two, we've overspent on travel. We came out of the gate, you know, determined we were going to go anywhere we wanted to go to, not really conscious of. We put it on credit cards with high revolving interest at 25%. Those bills have come due. Unsecured consumer credit card debt in this country now is $1.3 trillion. And so when those bills came in, and only 49% of us pay our credit card bills on time every month and in full. So for everybody else at 25% interest, they're playing a losing game of catch-up. So when those bills came in August and this month, they said, you know what, I'll go next year now. So guess what? Law of supply and demand, airfares are dropping precipitously. You know what the round trip airfare was last week from New York to Los Angeles?
Take no, a guess. No. Well, I'm. If it's cheap, $250.
No. Last week it was $800.
Oh,
what it is today? You know what it is today?
No.
$220.
Wow. That's cheap.
You know what? New York to London last week, $2,200 in coach. You know what it is today?
What?
$630.
Wow.
I just priced a fare from New York to Chicago in October. What do you think the round trip was?
Well, if you're saying they're cheap, I would say about $300.
Keep going lower. You just blew the showcase showdown. $93.
Holy smokes. All right. I'd fly to New York just for a couple days if that was the case for $93. What airline are you talking?
Right now, listen, all the airlines. Right now, believe it or not, they're all low-fare carriers because the demand is so low that they just are dropping prices to fill the plane. Now, you're seeing certain airlines try to respond. Spirit Airlines has already furloughed 240 pilots. They're delaying delivery at all their new airplanes. JetBlue has cut service between New York and Washington D.C. by 25%. They're basically paying pilots to retire early. They're cutting their London service in half. That's because normally, you know, the fourth quarter is always a little bit lighter. But this year, no, it's really dropped out. So if you're one of the good guys, Lisa, and you paid your credit card bill in full every month, boy, is this a buyer's market for you.
Yeah, I would say so. So, Peter, I know you have a bazillion frequent flyer miles, but when you pay $93, are they going to charge you $45 to bring a bag on?
It depends on the airline. Right now, Southwest is still not charging, although that's now back on the table, which is a little scary. But you know what? If it's $93 for the airfare and they're going to charge you $50 for the bag, it's a whole lot better than $600. And you know what? Now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Seriously. Now, remember, airlines make more money on fees than they make on fares anyway. But right now, the disparity is wild, so take advantage of it.
Please ask Peter Greenberg, Lisa, if my 83 and 87-year-old parents can take medical marijuana gummies to Spain. I think maybe asking for themselves and pushing it off on their parents.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. Here's the deal about marijuana. It's one thing if you're in the state or in a state that's legalized marijuana or marijuana for medicinal purposes, but the minute you go to an airport, you're now under federal law and they don't recognize state law. You're in violation of that law. The same thing applies to cruise lines. You'll get thrown off a cruise line and maybe even arrested if you go on a cruise line from a state that legalizes it and you're stopping in Jamaica. See you later. So the answer is don't do it.
Well, you wouldn't want to bring weed to Jamaica anyway.
that's Coles to Newcastle.
So here's the question, though. Why do they have those amnesty boxes at O'Hare where it says, you know, cannabis amnesty box? So legally, you're not even supposed to be walking in with it,
because
right?
If you want to smoke dope at O'Hare, that's one thing. The minute you get off the airplane or go through security, you're in a federal zone and you're in violation of the law.
Okay. Flying to Mexico in early December, Peter, when should I buy my tickets? That's from our text line.
Well, you know what? Based on what I just told you, do it now.
Okay. Because usually you say 51 or 52 days in advance, but about for Christmas?
Yeah,
should you?
No, the only time of the year this year that you have to be worried about prices going up, obviously, your Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the fact that they're going in early December, buy it now.
So funny. I just got a return text that said, no, I really mean it. It's for my parents.
Tell your parents we love them, but don't get in trouble. Don't do it.
Yeah. And, you know, I hosted that fishing trip in Canada, and one of the people on our trip, very honest, she's going through the border check and they said, do you have any drugs in your possession? And I said, why would you tell them this? She said, well, I have some cream for my arthritis that has CBD in it. And they were like, let's see it. And they took it and tested it. And thank God it didn't have THC, but they did a test. Took, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes and let her through.
You know, we love Canada. I love that country. But you know what? If you have a DUI,
yes,
you might not get into Canada.
That happened. That happened, I believe, to some of our guests, and you don't know until you arrive, so keep that in mind. What's happening with this cruise ship that people paid $99,000 to be on to cruise for 3 years, and they're stuck in a port in Ireland?
Well, you know what? You could say they're still on the ship, and they're cruising but not going very fast. But the bottom line is the company is really derelict in their duty here because they sold a ship that was not ready to sail, that was not properly capitalized and not properly financed. And people literally gave up their jobs. They gave up their homes, or they sold their homes. They took their life savings and said, this is it, I'm going to go. And guess what? They don't have very much recourse. Right now, they're stuck on that ship. They're not allowed to sleep on that ship because they're doing mechanical work on the ship because it's still not ready to sail.
Oh, my gosh. We're
following that story because you and I both know this is all going to end up in court.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are you covering on your show this weekend? Or where are you? And where are you today, Peter?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. I am in Biloxi, Mississippi. Why am I in Biloxi? Because this week on PBS and the rest of this month, we're premiering my next show on the Hidden series called America's Hidden Coast, Mississippi. So the premiere is in Mississippi tonight And then if you check your local listings for WTTW and everywhere else, you'll find it on there and as well as on Amazon Prime and Apple TV.
All right. We'll be watching and we'll be listening for you as well. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Lisa.
Peter Greenberg, travel expert, host of Eye on Travel on WGN Radio, and always a wealth of information when it comes to traveling. Wouldn't you like to travel with him? How fun would that be? Did I hear you?
Yeah, I know you get late, though. But, you know, Southwest, he mentioned that they're going to maybe get rid of their two bags free.
Yeah.
Who flies with two bags?
I saw on the Germany trip that I'm hosting that you said one bag, and I'm like, one bag?
You would bring two? You, of all people, the adventurer, would bring two suitcases?
Yeah, just because it's winter, I need boots and shoes. But I will get it down to one bag, I promise.
Good.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.